Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the exit.
Hi, everybody. Don't joke, and welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
How's it going? How's everybody doing out there? Hi, Kaylin.
Hello.
Good morning, Vietnam. No, I was drinking water because my throat is still dry.
And you're hydrating.
I'm hydrating from Vegas and like the smoke and stuff. And I'm all stuffed up because of the allergies. My eyes are... Anyway, I'm a mess. Howard Stern talks about what a mess he is, but I'm no Howard Stern. But I am falling apart.
I like Howard Stern these days. Does not give a fuck. He has fucks to give. He's not apologetic. He's just like, and also I like the fact that Howard Stern has gotten much more progressive in his thinking and his politics.
He says that.
And he doesn't apologize for it. He's just like, and he used to be like, I'm never getting married. And then he was like, I don't fucking care. I'm getting married.
Oh my God.
I don't care what you guys think.
Yeah. I know. And he's been married.
He's like, I love all the cats and I love Beth and I love my wife. And he doesn't even care that he's whooped.
Yeah. He got an argument with one of the whack packs that wanted to adopt a dog, and they all say, the other whack packers are like, don't let him, I don't know all their names, but don't let, and then he was like, listen, I don't know, Henry, I can't remember who it was, I'm not gonna allow you back on the show. Like, you could hear it in his voice. You are not equipped to own a dog. It's selfish. The dog is gonna suffer. Anyway.
Love him.
I know, I love him too. I listen every day. I love his show.
That's a good example of like, he's not trying to be super politically correct, but it's also not part of like outrage culture that he's like, he's not going to say something that's really mean and fucked up because he like has a heart.
He's had a ton of therapy, and he even said it when Jimmy was on because he was talking about how much he loves Jimmy. And he was like, I love this guy. He goes, Jimmy, I love. And then they were like kind of making fun of him. And he goes, listen, I've gone to therapy. It's taken me a long time to get to this point. Now leave me alone and let me talk about how much I love him.
Aww. I wish I could meet him.
Yeah. I went to his wedding.
You did? Yeah. You went to his wedding to Beth?
Yeah. Yeah. It was
fun. How cool is that?
I know. And Billy Joel, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a long time ago. It's like the kids were just born.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you talk to celebrities there?
Kelly Ripa was very nice. Yeah, everybody was very nice. Billy Joel sang. You know, it was a lot of fun. Jimmy and Sarah went with us. Sarah's so sweet. She was on the show recently.
I heard the interview.
She's great. I love Sarah. I miss her.
She's very honest. Yeah, I like how she's very honest.
Yeah. Yeah. You check out her show. I want to check out her show.
Yeah.
On Hulu.
I Love America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Sarah Silverman
about
being
ourselves.
Beauty,
yeah.
Ulta Beauty.
Yes.
Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty celebrates the meaningful role and power of beauty in our lives and the belief that beauty is limitless.
Yeah.
It is. If you really think about beauty, no limits.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Yep. And listen, everybody has the potential to be beautiful. And Ulta Beauty is like, they carry all sorts of different products for all sorts of different types of people. And no matter what beauty is to you or what kind of thing you like. Do you like some glitter eyeshadow?
Sure.
You can find it at Ulta Beauty. Do you like black lipstick?
Sure.
I'm sure Ulta Beauty has black lipstick. They have hot buys. They have different brands like Urban Decay and
yeah, they got all the brands.
Yeah, a lot of brands that you like.
They also have the tools, brushes, fragrance, bath, body, stuff for men, gifts. Nails, makeup, hair. They got everything.
Yeah. Like for me, I like my beauty routine to be like really
easy
peasy.
Streamlined.
You can find that. You can find whatever you need at Ulta Beauty.
Mm-hmm. They're in a lot of locations around America too, by the way. They're everywhere.
Yeah. So here's what you need to do. Go to Ulta, ULTA.com and learn more. That's all. There's no code. Just go to Ulta.
Go look at them.
Also, we talked about this at the end of Tuesday's show for free because we didn't even know we were going to be doing an ad for them on the very next show.
Who knew?
We are.
I know. Legacy box.
Who knew?
I've had a box of old family movies because I'm cleaning out the warehouse. And I thought, wow, what a great Christmas gift for the kids and for Adam. So I'm sending all of those, like, discs and VHS tapes and all that kind of stuff that we had. We're going to send it to them. They sent me a box. You just put it, they make it easy. Just put it in the box. You send it back. They send you a digitized form. All your stuff is on.
This is such a genius thing because everybody needs this because I have so much stuff laying around, like, a CD here, this there, a VHS tape there with my Star Search.
Get your Star Search digitized. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit legacybox.com today and get started.
You get 40% off your first order. Or you can save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. That's really good deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go to legacybox.com/FCOL. Get 40% off. Get started.
Okay. So listen.
I'm listening.
I have an update for you that's really good.
Yeah.
First of all, I have two school things to tell you that are really good. Okay. So remember on a week ago, last Friday's show, I was complaining about Sadie and the reading thing.
Yes.
And we got a big response to that. Okay. First of all, a couple people got confused. The recess being taken away. Yeah. Well, actually, you weren't confused. So the thing was that if Sadie didn't finish her reading goals, they were going to take recess away. And yes, I was freaking out. And yes, what I said last week was true, that she had been reading Wonder for like 2 weeks. It's a 400-page book, and she wasn't done yet. And the teacher had said it's so dumb. At her reading level, and I know I talked about this last week, but she was supposed to be reading like 3 to 4 books.
Right.
A week.
What the fuck?
And her reading level is only one behind Xander's, and Xander only has to read 1 to 2 books a week.
What?
And for some reason, I think that the thinking is all crazy. I think it's like, oh, well, Sadie's reading level is easier than Xander's, so she could read more books. But it doesn't matter because really they rate the books when you're up in the higher levels and they're in the 5th grade. So they're in upper levels. They're not reading picture books. They're reading chapter books.
Right.
So it's really more the content, like the subject matter, that gets a little bit more challenging.
Right.
It's not that the words are harder or that there's more pages or fewer pages.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, here's what happened. I made an appointment to go talk to the teacher.
Good. Good.
And I was like, okay. I was like, I have so many issues because all the kids are in trouble for – okay. So this
And the teacher said, fucking Stephanie Wilder Taylor's back.
Spoiler alert. This has a happy ending.
Good.
But so if you recall, they had said that the kids weren't allowed to pick their –
right.
People they were going to be with in their cabin, and they were all having assigned tables at the lunch tables because they'd all been bad. Mm-hmm. But Sadie and Xander had no idea what they'd done wrong.
Something happened, right?
We don't know. And then on top of that, but remember that I told you that Xander had a sub, and Xander had to skip recess and read his book every day because he hadn't turned in his reading log. And I was like, what are my kids in, like, re-education camp? Like, what is happening?
I know.
School.
I know.
It's not supposed to be like this. So I'm like, okay, I got to put out fires one at a time, though.
Right.
Like, I can't come in with, like, and then another thing.
Yeah, I know.
So I was like, first, I need to just go talk about the reading thing for Sadie. I got to put out that fire because I can't have her starting to miss recess.
Mm-hmm.
I was upset about Xander having missed recess all last week, but he said, Mom, don't bring it up. Like, just leave it alone.
He missed recess for a week?
Just the first recess, and he was reading. And guess what? I told him he could read less time at home at night because he got
– I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but it happened, and that's over. I had bigger fish to fry with Sadie.
Right.
So I make an appointment. I go in. The first day, which I believe was like – the evening after we recorded, I had said to the teacher, hey, could I talk to you? And she was like, oh, I have a cold. Like, can we do it? So maybe I had, that had happened. Okay. So I made an appointment. So I went in and, like, in my car, I was doing a little, like, okay, you're going to keep it friendly. Like, you can't go in there. You can't be confrontational. Like, that shit does not fly with teachers. So you have to come from a – and you can't just fake it either. Like, you have to be feeling, like, open and because –
Are you talking to the rear view mirror at this point now?
I'm like being zen. Like eyes closed, yeah. Sitting in my car, doing some deep breathing, going, don't come off like a cunt. Don't be a cunt. Just don't be a cunt.
Oh my God.
Curb the cuntiness. So I go in and I'm like, hi, you know, start light, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. Here's the thing.
You look nice.
So pretty. Oh, my God. Are you wearing Wonder Beauty makeup? So I'm like, okay. Now, this teacher had Sadie in the second grade. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, here. I was like, so as you know, Sadie is like not the greatest reader in the entire world. Like, you remember? And she was like, I know, but she's gotten so much better. And I was like, I know, totally. I was like, but she still is her reading is still on the slow side. I go, believe me, I know. We both know she's come a long way. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah. And her fluency is like way up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, absolutely. She's doing so great. I go, but here's the thing. Now, Sadie, you know, I said she has this, she's supposed to be reading like this, her reading goal. And it's just too high for her. I go, just given who she is, I go, and I'm not saying like it doesn't work for every kid. I said, you know, it's just that Xander is reading at this level and he only has to read 1 to 2 books. I go, and Sadie has to read like 4 to 4 books. I said, and she's only one level behind him. And I said, and the bottom line is she can't do it. And I said, and so last year, her teacher adjusted her reading mm-hmm. goals. And I said, and I was just hoping, I said, because she told me if she doesn't reach her goals every week, she's going to lose recess for the day and have to read. And she was like, okay, first of all.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You're a cunt. No.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I've said the C word so many times in this episode. She said, first of all, she's not going to lose her recess. She goes, but second of all, yes, we can reduce her. Yeah.
Okay. I knew she was going to say that. Can I ask a question? Then why the fuck are you saying that to them in the first place? Why are you scaring them? They always do that shit. No, they're not going to read.
The kid said.
Why?
I still don't agree with her because what she said was that it was never going to be the days of recess.
Yeah.
But it was their snack recess.
Okay.
That is like 20 minutes, I guess, at the beginning of the day. And then they're all going to sit together and like read their – they can have a snack and read. And I was like – in my mind, I'm like – still not happening.
No.
She's not missing recess to read when she already hates reading.
Yes.
But that's okay because I said, look, here's the thing that Sadie's not doing. She's not writing in her reading log anything. Like she's skipping turning them in. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And she goes, let me show you. Like here, all they have to do is write, I read this book – or I read this many pages of this book and who the author is.
Yeah.
She's just not turning it in.
So and I never
said,
did that either.
I said, the reason I think she's not turning it in is because she's not reading the books. And it's so many books that she's like, well, might as well just not turn it in.
Yeah.
Because I didn't read.
Right.
And she said, well, she needs to at least turn it, show me something. Like, she's like, she's not going to get penalized if she just show me what you were doing during the week. And I was like, okay, that is no problem. I will talk to her, especially if she only has to read 1 to 2 books. That's not a problem because she can do that.
Right.
And also, in my mind, I was like, and the books that she's going to read, we're not even going to talk about the levels. Like, if she wants to read Dork Diaries, she's going to read Dork Diaries.
Right.
I'm not going to – I'm just going to have her write it down that she read it. And if you don't want to accept it because it wasn't on her level, then fine. Mm-hmm. It's not like she's trying to read, like, Crime and Punishment.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Right.
It's not like she's reading that or Harry the Dirty Dog. Like, she's not reading something that's way too hard or way too easy.
Yeah.
She's reading right around her level books that are interesting to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's anything for them to be so concerned about, like, well, if she's not reading right on her level. Those levels are arbitrary.
I agree.
There is no science to it.
I
it's
know.
Like, listen, this book is about
just
a kid in middle school. You want to make that for a higher level? Fine.
Right.
But the Dork Diaries, even though they're about a girl in middle school, they're easy.
I know.
They're but, very simple. LB can, I mean, Sadie can read one of those in a day. Mm-hmm. So they don't, she doesn't need, anyway. The point is, the teacher couldn't have been nicer. And I was like, thank you so, so much. Love
for not
the school.
Being a cunt.
Have a good day. And I just kept it
that was
breezy because she'd agreed.
Nice.
Yeah, she was like, just have her turn in a reading log, whatever she's done. Have her just write down if she's still working on a book, if she's reading Wonder and it's the second week, just say, Wonder, here's the pages I read this
Can
week.
Can I ask a question? Why didn't they put that in their memo or tell the kids that in the first place? Just, you need to turn in your reading log. That's what we need. Or whatever it is. Why threaten with the recess shit?
Oh, no.
I don't like that. And then Xander misses a week of no recess for
– That was for not turning – that was for turning in his reading log late. Like five.
No,
like
that's
he said it was like 5 minutes
insane.
Late.
Insane. Sonny would
– So I think they're trying to teach them responsibility.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. middle school's coming and like, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't really – I don't know. I don't think that – I don't think – it might work in short term. I don't think it works long term.
The funny thing is – In sixth grade, LB, do you remember when LB started getting infractions
yes.
in the sixth grade and she was freaking out? She got an infraction one day for forgetting her planner, which is a big, huge fucking who cares because the teachers write the stuff on the board. Mm-hmm. All she has to do is like text a friend and go, what was the homework or whatever. So she forgot her planner. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But they gave her an infraction for forgetting her planner. I guess because they're teaching the sixth graders responsibility. But the thing is, once they're out of sixth grade, they really stop giving them infractions right. for stupid shit. And
right.
you can better believe that LB still forgets her planner because that's just who she is. She's just never been cited for it.
Right. Exactly.
And if they forget their water bottle for PE, like they're trying to train them to be, but that stuff doesn't really work. They are who they are.
They are who they are. They have a default setting. Yes, you can mold them and teach them things, but I don't. And you can also discipline them. But taking away a free time like that, it just for me it seems like it's a punishment, and then it makes it they don't want to read. To me, if that happened to me or Natalia, who doesn't like to really read, or Sonny, they wouldn't. It would be a punishment. Like reading, if I said let's read on the weekend, they'd say forget it. You know what I mean? I just think it's not right. I don't know.
I agree. I think you have to keep it as something that's like fun and enjoyable.
Right.
If you put a negative spin on
They're
it.
They're putting too much pressure on them. I have a situation.
Please bring it.
Well, so Sonny's school's basketball team, seventh grade, Natalia's got her bat. She's trying out for her basketball, but he is trying out for basketball tomorrow. And only like 13 or 14 people make the team out of his grade.
Out of his whole grade?
Mm-hmm.
How many kids in his grade?
I asked him. I have no idea.
How many kids in the whole school?
900 maybe? 800?
Okay, and that's between three grades.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, it's seventh and eighth, and then it's high school. They're with the high school campus.
Okay, but you're talking about
so
just the seventh
the
and eighth.
Graders.
Okay, so there's 900 kids in two grades?
Mm-hmm. I think – No. I don't know. I think in the two grades, there's probably, I would say 200, 250.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because there's three schools that feed in there.
Okay.
Okay.
How many classrooms per grade? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Stay away from that.
All right. So if there's like 250 kids per grade,
basically,
or
I
in
know.
The two grades, so there's at least he's competing with probably like 40 kids.
I know
out.
Who he's competing with pretty much. I can get an approximate because these are the same kids that are on his other leagues because they're in the area.
Okay,
so I would say there's probably 40 of them, and
he's a really good basketball player.
He is, but it's competitive, and I'm worried that all his little buddies are going to make it because two of his. You know, his one best friend is like one of the top. He's going to make it. I know that. But like his other friend, I don't know. And what if they make it again? Like the football team. You know, they made the football team. He didn't.
That still makes me mad when I think about it.
I know. They go on a
bus.
I know. It's so sad.
If he doesn't make his basketball team, that is just sad.
I know. And I'm worried about that. I don't know what to do.
Like, tomorrow's the
thing. And yesterday I said, Sunny, in the afternoon, I said, let's go outside and practice, or let's go to the YMCA. And he's like, can we go to the park and throw the football? Because that's his favorite thing to do. I was like, but you got to warm up for that. Anyway, he has practice tonight with the hardcore coach. But they all do. It's the same kids. So I don't know. It's going to break my heart.
Well, let's assume that he's going to make it.
Let's assume he doesn't make it.
No, let's assume he makes it. Okay. And then if he doesn't make it, then we deal with the fallout.
Yeah.
Because he's going to try out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for sure he's going to try out. So yeah. Let's assume that he's going to make it. He does. I've seen videos of him playing basketball.
He's got great. Everything he's got. He's got the ball handling skills. Like, he goes around the black. They're all chasing him, and he goes around the backside and front side, under his leg. He does all that.
Yeah.
He's got it. He passes. He assists. He does all that stuff. He's not – he doesn't drive. He doesn't have that – when I say he doesn't have that drive, meaning physically.
I know
he doesn't do the act of driving the ball down the court and making it into the basket. His friends who got worked on a team while he was not – while he got his injury, they – during that time, I think that's when they kind of came to life and really got the – because they got – they started working with kids that are older than him. So in practices, they, you know, they learned how to do that. And they're doing that still now, but they know how to do it now. He doesn't. So now he's doubly intimidated, if that makes sense. So while when he was in the hospital and he got sick or whatever, the bike accident, that's when his team, his buddies, got to work with the other kids, the older kids, and it was a challenge for them. And they made it, you know, I think they got their confidence then. Now they're still working on it, but now they have the confidence. Those kids have – his friends have that confidence, but he doesn't. So now he's intimidated.
But there's 13 spots?
Yeah.
I think he'll make it.
Okay.
I don't think there's 12 other people that are better than he is.
I don't know. He's.
I wish they just let everybody on the team and then just split them up into different teams. Like,
that's what
then
I
have
said.
A varsity and a JV.
That's what I said. And Sonny was like, "There's too many kids for that, Mom. There's too many kids." I don't know.
That's what they do. That's what LB School does. They have three separate basketball teams. She play on girls basketball. There's a sixth grade team, a JV, and a varsity, and she's team captain of her varsity team.
How many
but
kids
that's
are
not
on,
saying that much because the kids aren't they're not good.
But how many kids are on her team?
Well, there's only six on her team because only six girls were good enough to be varsity.
Mm-hmm. What about the other teams?
The JV team has like I'm going to say like at least 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sixth grade team has however many sixth graders there were, probably 12 of those.
So they
no,
let
maybe
all the
like
sixth graders
those.
Make the team? See,
yeah, everybody makes the team.
Kids.
All the sixth graders who wanted to be on the team. Well, there weren't that many that wanted to be on it. But let's just say there's 12. There weren't that many. But and then the rest of them are on the JV.
Right. I don't know. We'll see.
The seventh and eighth grade girls that weren't good enough. But to
so
be at varsity.
He's been on a regimen, like since October 1st till October 31st, he said he was going to eat scrambled eggs in the morning. He was going to have one soda during the day. If he had a soda, he would only keep it to one. No junk. He was going to have fruit when he got home, not chips. So I was like, why are you doing it? He's like, I'm getting ready for the tryouts, but also I just want to do it. Because Adam talks about discipline. Not to him, but like when he was growing, like he talks about himself. Shocker. Spoiler alert, Adam talks about himself at home a lot, and like how he was growing up and how he was doing the football, and this is what he was just – he wanted to eat this, but he didn't. So Sonny was like, I want to do it. And he did it before, and it was so sad because the other day I forgot their lunches. I was like, oh, my God, I forgot to make you guys lunch on the way to school. And then I was like, okay, what do you guys want? And then, of course, they both want something different. He wants Chipotle. He wants the healthy, like just the chicken and the whatever from – and she wants Blaze pizza. And so, okay, so then I came here and then I started working.
What happened to the good old days of just getting Subway?
I know. What the – so Anyway, so I was here working and I completely forgot it was – I had to go get their lunches. Natalia calls and she's like, Mom, where's our lunches? Because you leave them on the thing. And I go, oh, my God. So I only could go to one place and I went to – Blaze was the easiest and I went there. And so anyway, I go, tell Sunny – you and Sunny – I'm on my – I mean, it was like fucking – like I felt like Kojak or something. Like I was like driving my car like, move out of the way. Like, you know what I mean? Like no time right. for backup. I had the two pizzas in my car and then I was like, oh, shit, I forgot drinks. Fuck that. They can get the water at school. They can drink the drinking fountain. I don't – so I pull – I go, Natalia's the one that's like doing all the – I go, where's Sunny? She goes, he's starving. He's here too. I go, okay, meet me in the front of the school.
They don't have hot lunch at your school?
They do, but they didn't have money that day. And I don't know. I don't know what they were serving that day. I asked her. And she's like, we're starving. So,
because our school, by the way, just to interject, has to be you can't just there's no cafeteria. They order from a service and you have to order like 2 weeks ahead of time. And then if you didn't order, like there's no food.
I like that.
I don't love it because there's no way to just have an emergency. Like if you forget the kids' lunch, you just go, we'll just buy a hot lunch today.
Yeah. Well, usually you can for the most part because they'll eat pretty much everything. But like there's some days there's, I don't know, like fish tacos. I don't know. And whatever they don't want. Of course, it happened to be that day.
Right.
So I'm pulling. I go. Okay. This is while he's on his diet. I forgot about his diet.
Right.
And I pull up. And I got him his Blaze pizza that he usually likes with like sausage and pepperoni. But that look on his face, I go, here you go. And he goes, what happened to Chipotle? And I go, I'm sorry, Sonny, I forgot. And he goes, his eyes teared up. You could tell like he had that aggravate. You know, when you're starving and then you pull up and you get food that you don't want, you know, just that feeling like he had, I could see it in his eyes teared up. And he goes, thanks, Ma. And he just like walked away and I could tell. And he's like, and then I go, oh, I got you a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no.
And he goes, no, it fell out of my car and it rolled. And he went and grabbed it. And he goes, no, thanks. And he threw it back in the car.
Oh.
I go, I'm sorry, Sonny. He goes, he walked off with his pizza.
Did he eat it?
Yeah, he was starving. But he was trying to stay on his diet.
God, he's 12. What the hell? You can't have pizza one day?
He's doing it to himself. I know.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why is he doing that to himself?
I don't know. He's like, you know.
He's 12. He's got a fast metabolism. Having pizza one day is not going to hurt. Yeah. Not going to affect anything.
I know. He's not overweight by all
means. And he's not training for the Olympics.
I know. I think he's doing it just to see if he's got the discipline to do it. That's what he says. That's why he's doing it.
See, I won't tell Dad. Something I won't tell.
I know. Dad's let that fucking ship sail a long time. I mean, he can't win that argument. Once in a while, he'll say, you know, whatever. He complains. But he keeps it for the podcast. He complains about it on Drew's show. You know. But anyway, that's – Adam, by the way, loves the lackeys here now. Yeah.
Caitlin really?
Just perked up.
We went to dinner the other night with the kids, and Adam and I were talking about work stuff, and he said, and I said something about the ads that Dylan did for the Corolla drink stuff, and I go, and they were really funny. He did, you know, and he goes, I know, those guys are coming to life. I go, what, like they were like in sleep mode? And he goes, yeah, you know, they're coming alive now. They're coming alive. I like it. They could do better. They could, you know. They know what's funny. They always pitch stuff to me, and I go, just whatever you think is funny, do it. What do I, you know. I go, but you're Adam and it's your show and, you know, and they don't, you know, they don't want to hear it afterwards and go, that was dumb or why do we do that? So, you know, he gets irritated that they pitch him stuff and he goes, just do whatever it is. Just do it. Just pick the better one or pick the funnier one. And I'll let you decide.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Anyway.
We still like to check with him, though. You know, we don't want to just go rogue.
You can't
and start
win with
it.
Him. I know. You can't go rogue. No, you can't. It's a pain in the ass. I hope he's listening.
No rogue.
Did you hook up your TiVo?
Yes.
It's easy.
I did. And guess what? Found out that it also works with if you want to do like DirecTV.
Right.
Internet DirecTV.
Uh-huh.
It used to be it didn't work with TiVo and now it does.
I know. I love it. It's got all these different perks. It's changed. It really was the first one that started the whole DVR thing.
Oh, yeah. We had TiVo back in the first early TiVo days. We were early adapters and loved it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And John was always like, aren't you glad? Because at first, when he first brought up TiVo originally, I was like, what? No, I don't like change.
It's too complicated.
And he was like, just trust me on this. And he did it and he got it. And then, of course, I was obsessed with TiVo.
Yeah.
Like, how did we ever live without TiVo?
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
And now we're back again.
Right. They were the pioneers. You can get TiVo Bolt for your antenna, TiVo Bolt for the cable. It's complete home TV experience, live TVR, DVR, streaming device all together in one package. You can skip over the entire commercial, by the way.
Yeah, and I love when you play those really slow shows, 30% faster.
Yes, and they have the correction of the voice, so they're not talking like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Like, have they been working on this the whole time?
It's really great.
They've really stepped it up the game. So you can...
They put together a deal just for our listeners.
Right. Go to TiVo.com/loud, okay? It's loud20. So TiVo.com/loud20. Enter promo code loud20 at checkout, okay? And you get 20% off for our listeners. So you guys got to try it. We're watching our
show. TiVo, they are simplifying the TV experience, but complicating the promo code experience.
Right.
You guys, yes. Yeah, so TiVo.com/loud20.
Yeah.
Also, something that I think is going to save your day and that maybe Sunny should look into.
Yes.
Supplements.
He has been.
Vitamins for kids.
Yeah.
My Bite Vitamins. It's the vitamin you've been waiting for. Here's what it is. It's a vitamin that the kids are going to want to take because it's like a chocolate candy.
It's dessert for them. After dinner, they have their vitamins.
Yes. But they have – first of all, it's developed by the same people who created the first gummy vitamin 20 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but they're back with a new format that's going to change the way your family takes vitamins. It's a multivitamin. No need to choose between the serious nutrition you're looking for and a treat that your kids will love. It's got as much vitamin A as 3 cups of broccoli, as much C as 3 cups of pear. It's got support for your immune system with the zinc and the C and the E and the A for your eyes. Mm. And also important to me is 100% D, because LB, I was told LB needs D.
Yeah, I do too.
Vitamin D, which helps your body absorb calcium, which is good for your bones,
right?
Which Sunny should be. He's playing a lot of basketball. Yeah. These kids that play sports.
I know. They need their
vitamins. They need vitamins.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no promo code. You just go to Target.com. You can go to Target.com.
Go to Target.
Yeah. They got it tastes like See's candy.
Yeah.
There it is right there. You should taste it.
I'm going to.
It's
yummy.
Yeah.
So
also, what's going on?
Well, over last weekend, I just want to report that I went to see Robin's son in a play. No, and he was so cute.
Really?
I just want to say,
how
yes.
old was he?
He is turning 16.
Aww.
Yeah. He's 15. What? He has – I don't think Robin would mind me saying that he's very high functioning, but he has autism.
Oh, wow.
But it's so interesting. Like, you wouldn't know it. I mean, he's quirky, but he's so cool.
Right.
And he's really, really kind, like, sweet kid.
Yeah.
He's like when you talk to him, you're like, okay, does like, and then if she was to say like, oh, he has autism, then you'd be like, oh, okay.
Right.
But it's more like a quirkiness, but I know she went through a lot with him when he was younger and like there was a ton of therapy and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's such a cool kid. And here's the main thing. So he got the lead. He's in this like children's playhouse.
Oh, that's
which is,
awesome.
Yeah, kind of near you. I'll tell you what it is
okay.
later. But and so they were doing Beauty and the Beast, and he was the Beast.
Oh.
And I brought Xander.
Mm-hmm.
And we've hung out with them before, but one time. But so we went to see the play, and Xander loved it, and he was so good in it, and it like made me cry. These kids were so talented.
Doesn't that
it's like
cry.
A little theater company.
I always cry when I watch those plays.
Yeah, and it was
kids.
Like fun because it's Robin's kid and like, you know, just seeing him perform. And then so afterwards he came out and then we all went to dinner at Caro's. And Jack hung out with Xander, and Robin and I were like sitting and talking. Mm. And you know when like a kid is like a little bit older and they're talking to your kid, but you're like, are they just humoring my kid? They babysitting?
Yes. Yeah.
Or are bad, they like, yeah. I was feeling kind of bad.
Yeah.
But we kept looking over and Jack was being so funny with Xander. Like, they were talking about how cringy it is when people do Fortnite dances.
That's me. That's what I'm going to be for Halloween.
And Xander was getting, like, you could just see he was so lit up telling Jack. And Jack was really, like, acting like hanging on every word that Xander was saying. And he was like, yeah. And then at one point, Jack was like, you know, this is so cool. Like, here you are, you know, in the fifth grade, and here I am, like, in the junior, and yet we have some of the same issues with our friends. And it was the sweetest thing. And then when we went home, I mean, they talked for, like, over an hour. We were probably there for, like, an hour and a half.
I love that.
They talked the whole time, and Jack acted so interested in what Xander was saying, and just...
I'm sure he was into you. I mean, you know, I love when I see bigger kids like that.
So sweet, oh, really? And then, oh, that guy said what? Oh, yeah. That is so annoying. Yeah. Like, I can't believe it. Oh, I've had that happen to me.
Right.
It was just like that. Yeah. And then when I went to leave with Xander in our car, he was just like, I had such a good time. Mm. Like, he was high from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When can we see Jack again? Like, yeah. Oh, it's just so sweet.
Isn't it sweet? I love... when kids at our young age, you know, the age of our kids, and then they meet an older kid, they do. That gives them attention. They want to be with that kid, you know, that genuinely gives them attention. You know, like at Christmas time, if we go to our friend's house, they have niece. They see these girls once a year at Christmas. Like, we don't know them very well.
Right.
But these girls, they're sisters. They're, I don't know, 16, 17 years old. But there is so, and then there's the kid table. So they go sit with them. Hey, how's it going, Natalia, Sonny? You know, it's been a year. Ooh. Like, oh my God, I love your dress. You know what I mean? They're into it. And then they leave. And then the kids are like, oh my God, I love those girls. How come we never get to see them? We only see them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It is. It is a very sweet thing to.
And also, Xander doesn't really have any male figures in his life.
Yeah.
I mean, John's not a – no, just kidding. No, but I mean, besides dad, yeah. He has a dad, but he has two sisters and me, strong personality.
Yeah,
even our dog is a girl. So, like, there's just a lot of female energy in the house. And, you know, so John does try to, of course, do stuff one-on-one with Xander, like mm-hmm. guy stuff, and they have their – you know. But mm-hmm. it was so nice to see him, like – also, and this is going to sound ridiculous, crazy, but – Robin and her husband Wade went with John and Xander to a football game.
Really?
Yes. And Robin's husband and Xander totally bonded.
Aww.
So her husband is so nice. He's really, really nice, fun guy. And you would have loved him because he was giving Xander all this, all these South Parks to watch.
Oh,
South Park recommendations. Yes. So Xander came home all, oh, Wade says I have to watch this South Park. And you know what he's going for Halloween?
What?
Because so we're recording in Halloween. For you guys, it happened 2 days ago. For us, it's coming up. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
But he's going as the robot Cartman.
Oh, really?
Like with the boxes. It's like a.
Really?
Have you ever seen this character?
No.
It's a South Park robot.
Really?
Made out of boxes.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And what's Sadie going?
Okay, so this is funny. So I'm like, Sadie, what do you want to be for Halloween? Sadie is such a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't know. I want to be something funny. I was trying to get her to be Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God. That's cute.
Yeah. No, we were like, well, what's Xander going to be? We're like, well, I thought it'd be funny if he was a Kardashian.
Right.
A girl Kardashian. Right. But he was like, no, I'm not. Mom, come on. I'm not going in drag. So then I thought of Kanye, and my entire family looked at me like, seriously? What's he going to be, blackface? Mom, come on. Get woke. So I was like, okay, of course not that. Okay, so anyway.
It'd be Rob Kardashian.
No. We suggested that. And what Xander about was like, Mom, no.
What about Robert Kardashian? A dead Robert Kardashian.
Oh,
too soon?
The lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So then Xander picked something else. So Sadie was like, I had suggested, I was like just grabbing at anything.
Yeah,
I was like, well, what about like you could be like a ninja?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay. Okay, so you're just going to love this. So I'm like, I want it to be easy, right?
Yeah.
No getter.
Right.
I'm like, can we go to Party City and just get a ninja costume?
Sure.
She's like, no.
Why?
I don't want to wear like a costume. Lynette, exactly. What do you mean? Why can't you just be
– It's Halloween.
Fucking Halloween. Why do you have to be difficult? I'm not going to sew you anything. What do you want? What do you want from me? So she's like, here's the thing though. She's like, doesn't want to look like try hard. She's like, she doesn't want to be all like, she thinks a ninja costume that's really babyish. She just wants to wear, she was like, I'm just going to do like a hood and like something over her mouth, like a bandana.
Mm-hmm.
And then but all the things she describes sounds really ghetto. Like just put together from an old drawer.
It makes
at
you
home.
Look bad. Yeah.
Right. And I was like, well, okay, but let's just go to Party City and just see what like accoutrements we can find, you know?
Yes.
So we go to Party City, and of course I'm still trying to be like, look at this already made ninja costume.
Right, right. Done and done.
$40, let's go. You know? No. I'm not wearing that. So I was like, okay. So she was like, I'm just gonna wear like black leggings from home. And then she wants to wear like a black shirt. Then we found a ninja hood, basically. I was like, can we just get the hood? She was like, okay. This is what she was interested in. She and Natalia could be friends. She was
know.
Like, I just want to do like really cool makeup on my face. I was like, your face is going to be covered up by a ninja hood.
Right.
She's like, but they'll be able to see my eyes. Let's get some lashes. So yeah, where do you think we spent most of the money? On like red foil lashes, like beads, those like stick-on adhesive, like looks like a bindi
on your forehead.
Decoration on your forehead and a little under
it's
the eyes.
Cool.
And then glittery makeup. And then she's just going to wear the ninja hood and like black leggings and like a black shirt that we went and bought at Q for $4.99. And I was like, okay. I'm like, you don't want to wear like a sash?
Right.
Oh,
well, yeah. Does she have like a sword? Something?
So I tried to buy her a sword. I'm like trying to spend money on. I'm like, let's get you a ninja sword so that people know you're a fucking ninja.
I know.
She's like, Mom, I'm already going to be carrying around a bag of candy. I can't be like weighed down by a sword.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
She's like, Mom, they're going to know I'm a ninja because of the hood.
Right.
And I was like, okay, either that or an executioner. I was like, I think we need a little something to like tip people off.
Yeah.
I was like, what kid is like, no, don't buy me a sword. What's the real reason you don't want a sword? She's like, Mom, it's just kind of like, I don't need a sword.
I just
don't want it. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
I go, okay. And then I go, how about some ninja gloves? Now they made these gloves that have like Chinese or whatever, Japanese, like letters and whatever. It looks Asian.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, but then picks up these fishnet gloves that are really for like a Madonna costume or whatever. She's like, how about these? I was like, now she'd worn me down. I know.
Then you're like, I give up. Sure.
$3.99, add them on. Yeah. Put them in the bag.
You want a cheese string? Fine. Let's go.
You want some Lucite heels? Yeah, that'll work. They go with the costume.
Natalia already with the short shorts. What are you for Halloween? Me and my friends are going to be lifeguards.
Right.
Fucking lifeguards. Oh my God. Really? You're gonna be lifeguards. Why? Because they have the short shorts that says lifeguard on the back.
Right, right.
And the red, like cute red, like leotard and the jacket that goes, oh, fuck that. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's what you're gonna be? All her friends have it too. She took a picture of all of them. I was like, can't you be somebody from Fortnite?
That is so funny. One of my friends whose daughter is one of Elvie's
already
in Elvie's group. Told me that her daughter wants to be, 80s? But the reason she really wants to be 80s is because she wants to wear short booty shorts tube socks.
Oh my God.
And like a taint, like a, she wants to wear like a, what do you call it?
Tube top?
Tube top, tube socks, and like, short booty shorts.
Like dolphin shorts.
You know, like booty shorts. Yeah, really short shorts. And she was like, you know you can't wear that at school. Oh, because she wanted to wear it, it's like any – she was like, no, that's not to dress code.
No.
They're not wearing booty shorts to school.
No.
And she was like, oh. And then she was trying to find her other stuff for the trick-or-treating, and she really wasn't interested. She was like, I just need some tube socks. I just want the candy. And an excuse to dress like
an
a hoochie.
An excuse? I know. What's already with the slutty costumes already? Can I have another year of you like wearing a princess costume, like something? You're right. Already with
can't be Ariel for one more year?
I know. Now you got to be Pam Anderson. Oh my God. Oh
my God. That is too funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I had one more thing. I was like, I have this whole list of things to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more thing to tell you, and this one's a little bit sad, but it'll be quick. But okay, so Sadie, so they got to pick their cabin mates for their trip that they're going to.
Where are they? They're going to Catalina?
Catalina, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Sadie came home yesterday, and her feelings were very, very hurt. She was really sad, and she said that they all got to pick three people, and she basically was on the verge of tears. She was like, only two people out of the whole class picked me, and all the people she picked, they had all kind of planned to pick each other, this group, so there'd be four people in the cabin. Mm. She said none of the people that she picked her back. They all picked each other plus one other girl. Mm. And she was – and this is what she said to me. She was like, I just don't understand. She was like, I'm not like – I'm not crazy. Like, I'm not, like, really loud or obnoxious. Right. She goes, I'm pretty nice. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not mean.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm fun. She goes, mm-hmm. why don't they like me? And I said, I just don't know. I was like, because I think you're so awesome and you're fun and
I
you're
think they like her,
adorable but- and you're hip and you're creative and you like to do lots of stuff. I was like, I don't know. And I said,
I think
– she was like – she goes, people like me. She goes, but they don't pick me. They like me. They're around me. Nobody's mean to me.
Right.
But they don't, like, none of them picked me. And I said, so they like you, but you're nobody's favorite. Is that how you feel? And she started crying. And she was like, yes, I'm nobody's favorite.
Ugh, that makes me sad. I think I know. I mean, I have an idea of why, just because I've seen it with Natalia and her friends. I think you have to be assertive and assert yourself into them. You have to, like, insert yourself. Like,
she said she did. She said she has. She said, Mom, I have put myself out there so much. I hang out with them even when they're not coming to get me. She goes, I include myself. Mm. We all agreed to pick each other, and then they just didn't. I don't know.
How does that – so what happens?
I don't know.
Well, just
so they'll put her in a group. I mean, they'll put her with
– can't they put her with them? I mean, they may not have picked her, but they – I'm sure that they –
I think the cabins only fit four kids.
She
doesn't want to be forced – like have them be forced to include
No,
her,
I
know?
Don't think – I think – I mean
– they'll put her with some people she likes. It'll be fine. It was more the overriding like – that she'll be with kids. Everybody likes each other, but I told her, I said, you know what? And I pulled up a picture of myself in sixth grade, which was still elementary school for me. And I showed her, I was like, look at this picture. I said, look how sad I look. Mm-hmm. And it was so true. There's mm-hmm. this picture of me in sixth grade and I just look defeated. I said,
you should post it. Can you post it?
I can, yeah. I said, the girl sitting next to me, so I'm sitting next to this girl. Her name's Jill Hoffman. She was like my best friend in the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't her best friend, right?
I've had that. Mm-hmm.
She was my best friend, and she was super nice. And she still to this day is like the nicest person.
Mm-hmm.
We're still friends on Facebook. We got together a while ago. She really liked me, but I wasn't her best friend. She mm-hmm. really liked a lot of people, and she was popular. I use air quotes. So there was this group of girls and they were all friends with each other and they were not friends with me. It was very similar to Sadie. I was like, Sadie, look at this. This was who I thought of as my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
She did not think of me as her best friend. I was her friend for sure. Not her best friend. They all loved her and she loved all of them and they all went to each other's houses. And I said, and I remember having a party in the sixth grade and inviting them all and they came. But none of them were my friend. I never spoke to any of them after like elementary school mm-hmm. ended. None of them really remember me. I'm friends with some of those girls on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They know they went to sixth elementary school with me. They don't remember me. None of them ever talk to me. I said, and honestly, it was kind of like that in middle school for me, junior high, had one friend, and even kind of into high school, I said that now I have lots of friends that I've been friends with for years. It just took me an extra long time to like find my tribe.
Yeah.
I was everybody finds their people.
Absolutely.
And it's just going to take you a little bit longer.
Sure. Yeah.
And don't change who you are and try harder to fit in.
No, no. I know. I've been there. It's happened to me before. Same thing. I remember middle school. And I kind of see it with Sunny and Natalia with their friends. Now they were friends and they were tight in elementary school. But now with middle school, it's like, well, what happened to so-and-so? What happened to so-and-so? Oh, they're hanging out with this. They don't get upset or anything, but I can see that they're not as close as they used to be.
Really? Which one? Both of them?
Natalia, it's starting to happen. Sunny, yeah. Like his guys that he was friends with, he's still friends with them. They actually texted me and said they want to go trick-or-treating. Could Sunny go with them? So he is friends with them, but I see like on a weekend or if he's playing on Fortnite, who are you playing with? It's sometimes them, but not all the time. It's usually now it's these new group of guys who now Natalia's tight with.
Right.
But those boys are still tight, but Sonny's kind of out and now he's with other, I don't know. And Natalia, there's one friend that's kind of like not around as much. And now she's with these other girls. She's with this one girl that I really, not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah. It's only, I don't know. The jury's still out, but she's been over our house a couple of times. She doesn't say hi. I walk in, I go, hi, girls. She looks down. She doesn't, or she goes, hi, but she looks down on her phone or whatever she's doing. Then I ordered then we were going out one night and those two were staying home. It was Adam and I were going to the stupid El Royale. And I said, what do you guys want for dinner? And then Natalia's like, can we get, I don't know. She wanted like a steak shack steak with hamburgers.
Shake Shack.
Can we get that? I don't really like hamburgers. Right in front of me. I go, okay. Well, and then I threw out some other Blaze pizza or not. I said like some Subway or someplace like that. She goes, And then Natalia was like, all right. And right in front of me. And then I said, well, what do you want? And she's like, cheese pizza. I was like, all right.
So she said it like that?
Yeah. And so I got the cheese pizza. Adam went berserk. We got home. The leftover pieces, Natalia ate the leftover pieces that she didn't eat. She took the cheese off and just ate the crust. First of all, you gave us a hard time with what you wanted. We're buying you dinner, little cunt. And then, but then you like scrape all the cheese. You said, what did you want? We said, what did you want? Cheese pizza. Okay.
No,
what do you
want? She said cheeseless pizza.
She should have said cheeseless. Fucking send her home. I don't know. And then so she's been, and then the other day I had to clean the house because of the real estate shit going on. The house.
Have you sold your house?
No. Mm-mm. The house is, because of the colors, I think. The house is spotless, okay? The floor is spotless. That girl was, I walked out, I go, hey, girls, after school, she's eating a muffin. She's biting into it while she's walking around.
Uh-uh.
So everybody knows when you bite into a muffin, fucking shit goes flying.
You do not eat muffins mobile.
No, you do not. With no napkins, just walking around. Eating a, like, going to Pet Phil, and she's just, like, eating. I go, we just cleaned the house. Natalia didn't eat it. I go, we just cleaned the house. Can you get a napkin? Get a paper plate for your friend, please. And finally, I just was like, she doesn't say hi. She's just kind of like, I don't know. Something's up with that kid.
Well, the eating the muffin thing is a deal breaker.
Right?
You don't just walk around someone's house eating a muffin.
No.
She wouldn't do that at her house.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in her house. You know? And then I don't know. Then it was like one night Natalia invited all these girls over in the middle of in the middle of the week. I go, Natalia, it's a weeknight. And she was at some place at a volleyball, whatever. And she goes, can my friends come over for a little bit? Sure. I'm thinking it's like Olivia and one other girl. She writes four girls over. And then these other two girls come walking up to me and Olga. And we're like, what, are we having a party now? I go, no. And I said to all the girls, everybody's got to go home by 6:30 at the latest. 6:30, 7 o'clock. This is 4 o'clock. Right. Okay. Natalia's got homework. Sonny's got homework. Sonny don't want right. a bunch of chicks in the house anyway.
Right.
And then, of course, the one girl, she can't be picked up until 7, 7:30. What was she going to do if she didn't get invited over? What was the plan? What was the plan between her and her parents?
Right.
Can she go back to that plan?
Right.
Because why, you know, we were invited her over, but now she can't be picked up till 7. Like,
right.
I don't know. And just, she doesn't say.
And, oh, and of course, that's dinner time, too.
Yes.
So, like, so that's kind of like, you got to feed her dinner. Like, you can, what at 7:30, you're going to be like, I don't know what you guys probably had your own plan for dinner. So.
I know. I didn't feed. We had leftovers for dinner, and Natalia and her were in the room, and I didn't offer them dinner. I waited for her to leave. Because she was already on my last nerve.
Oh, my God. That's
hilarious. She wasn't mean, but she's disrespectful.
It. Yeah, totally.
You don't fucking look down and you say when the mom walks in.
Oh, I know.
By the way, these kids, all of them, like little Asian. Hi, Mrs. Carolla. Everything right. is Mr. and Mrs. Carolla. Like,
right.
She didn't say anything. I don't know. Maybe I'm expecting too much.
You know what you need to keep all these people away?
Yeah, tell me.
Simply Safe.
Simply, yes.
Here comes our timer. Simply Safe is home security. I'm a huge fan of home security in general, just as a concept.
Well, especially now when I'm leaving the one that doesn't eat cheese on my pizza home at night when you know, when you got your kids at home and you go out on date night to see a movie you don't want to see.
If you're leaving the kids home, have Simply Safe. Simply Safe is like a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. Well, I have it. Yeah, we have it. And it's easy to install. It's simple. That's why it's called Simply Safe. And if an intruder comes and cuts the phone line, it's fine. If the power goes out, thank God, which happens in our neighborhood all the time, you're fine. They cover all the worst case scenarios. It's simple. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. It's very fair in their price.
It's $14.99 a month.
Yeah.
That's very inexpensive if you've shopped around, which I have.
And no contracts and hidden fees.
Yes. No contracts. Well, that's a big one. That's a big advantage.
Yes, yes.
So you're going to want to go to SimpliSafe, SimpliSafe.com/FCOL. That's SimpliSafe.com/FCOL. All right. Last but not least. You're going to want to join Patreon. A lot of good stuff is going on over there. Lynette told a story that is just going to blow your socks off.
It involves strippers.
Yes. Lynette on the Patreon last couple of weeks. So that's good for you guys.
Yeah.
You get some Lynette stories that are not safe for all ears.
That's right.
Just paying ears.
Yes.
So it's only $5 a month. Get on it. And if you pay $50 a month, to Patreon, you get your business shouted outed.
That too.
Like Elise Ungs, who does photos printed on wood or custom wood signs. And she's at shimlee.com. That's shimlee.com. Go check out her stuff. Jamila Lowe says, are you still in the mailroom? Well, get some childcare. And she can help you. Go to culturalcare.com/JLOW. And Lisa Dahl has an online women's clothing boutique called Lisa The Shop. Lisa, L-I-S-S-A, theshop.com. And also, last but not least, no, not last but not least, almost last, Michelle Baker, CBD with no THC. It's the chronic pain relief salve.
It's very good. Put that on your gravestone.
MyGreenHorizon.com. Put in the referral code FCOL Baker.
Yes.
And Chelsea Marks does Paynes Gray, PaynesGray.com. It's furniture and home decor. Casey Howell, she's a real estate agent. She's with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She is a military spouse for the last 15 years. So she knows how hard it is to move around all the time. And she wants to help you. So anywhere you go, if you move to a new duty station, whatever, call Casey. And you can call her or text her at 910-546-3991 or email kaceymarie @gmail.com.
That's cool. Support them. Thank you, guys. And support our sponsors. Get your My Bite vitamins. They're really good. Go to Target. Go get your beauty on at Ulta Beauty. Go to Ulta.com. Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/FCOL. TiVo. Go to TiVo.com/loud20. Enter the promo code loud20. That's different. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafe.com/FCOL and keep yourself safe and your kids with their friends that don't eat cheese on their pizza.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. You're Thank a parent you. Now. Thank you, Caitlin. Nope. Yeah.
Thanks. All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. 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 They're playing basketball. We love that
now rapping basketball. Number one, Curtis Blow. Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm looking on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. Cause it's basketball. But Mr. Curtis Blow. Take the girl to see Tiny play against Earl the Pearl and Will Big O and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King. And number 33, my man Kareem is the center of my stalling team. Yes, Clyde, Rick Perry, and Pistol Pete. Now, these players could never be beat. Isaiah and Iceman, too. Just give them the ball, and then you talk up, too. Dantley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dell Dawkins got a monster dunk. To the hoop, y'all. Yes. Ha-ho, here I go. You can't check me, man. Oh. Get on down. Oh, yeah, I like this basketball. Deal. Now, here I go in your face. Swish. Oh, yeah. To the hoop, y'all. It's basketball. Tell me, were you in the joint? The night won't score 100 points. Or when the Celtics won titles back to back and didn't give nobody no kind of slap. Or when Dr. J shook the whole damn team with moves that came right out of a dream. Or when Willis Reed stood so tall playing deep with design. Yes, basketball. A lot of fun. Sit by the TV
and watch them all. Cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
Man, did you see that boy Pearl the other night take that thing up in Ewan's face?
Yeah, he's bad, but I like Michael Jordan, man.
Oh, do y'all remember the old days, though? The old days of the Ruckus with Dr. J used to take the whole team, bro.
Oh, man.
Used to burn him. I saw him burn Cassie Russell one night, man. It was embarrassing.
Hey, y'all see Bernard King, man?
Oh, Bernard King is my man. I like the Knicks. The Knicks play ball, baby.
Oh, they can play ball. Bill Russell was the man.
Yeah, but we'll do the take him, man. We'll.
Man, but Russell had the championship ring. Both of them had them points. That's all he ever had.
I don't know about
Russell,
man.